This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. In the last few years, Western Illinois University has laid off workers and eliminated vacant positions as it grapples with declining revenues and decreases in student enrollment. Yet, the administration found the money to create a well-paid temporary position for one of its own. The position is being filled by Kathy Newman. She served as WIU's interim provost the past several years. She left that job at the end of December, but Newman did not return to her previous job as dean of the College of Business and Technology or go back to the classroom. Instead, the administration offered her the temporary position of associate vice president of academic affairs. The six-month contract was offered to Newman on December 21st. She signed it on January 9th. The pay is nearly $16,000 per month. That adds up to $94,500 for the six-month appointment. It's the same amount being paid per month to Billy Clow, who replaced Newman as interim provost. Newman's contract states her responsibilities include, but are not limited to, institutional research and planning, enterprise resource planning, and other mutually agreed upon special projects. So, what exactly does that mean? Well, we don't know. Tri-State's Public Radio asked University Relations if someone from the administration would be interested in talking to us about the position. Our request was declined. So we don't know specifically what Newman is working on, and we don't know why a new administrative position was created at a time when so many other jobs at Western are being eliminated. And more cuts appear to be just around the corner. The administration has said it must slash $5 million in spending for the remainder of this fiscal year and $21 million for next year. Details on how those cost savings will be realized, including layoffs, are expected on Friday. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.